There has been a belief for a long time, Tommy.
What's the belief?
Men don't want to call a repair guy to fix stuff around the house because it hurts their pride.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it myself because I'm a man.
Yeah.
And then we screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
But this story presents potentially another theory.
What's that?
Maybe it was never about pride.
What is it?
Maybe it was about ease. Mm-hmm. And now that this local man has come up with this brilliant idea, guys potentially won't make the mistakes that we've been making for decades.
Over and over and over again.
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Steve Dambenzent.
Dambenzent? All right.
Sorry, Steve. He lives out in Spencerport.
What's he do?
Well, he's a dad. And an incident every parent has had with their kid may have given him $1 million idea.
Wait, no, is that a set of break?
Story on Spectrum News. Says that 3 years ago, Steve's son, he's a big soccer player, was kicking a ball around the inside of the house when he accidentally shattered a glass door.
Oh, damn.
Quick sidebar. Mm. That is like dad threat level midnight. You will never be as angry in that moment.
But the glass all over the place.
Forget the glass all over the place. Sliding glass doors don't grow on trees, man.
And that's an outdoor door, right?
What door is an indoor door?
No, some people have sliding glass doors in the inside.
Nobody has an inside sliding glass door.
Yeah, because you have side rooms.
No.
Yeah, technically I do.
You have a sliding glass door.
It goes to like the outside
sunroom.
Room
is outside.
Their sunroom was just the sun.
Yeah, I didn't have a sunroom.
Because you pull, man.
Wait, it's a three-season.
Wait, man, you have glass on the inside of your house?
If it's a three-season room, which is a sunroom, right?
Yeah.
Three-season room? Why can't you use it in the fourth season? You use it in the fourth season?
Because it's not heated.
Because it's outside, you douche.
No, but it's enclosed,
it's like
douche.
Saying you have a leaf over your head. Look, I got a five-bedroom now. I digress. Sliding glass door busted by his son playing soccer became a problem.
Yeah.
Steve knew he couldn't fix it on his own.
No.
So he needed to find someone to repair it.
That's going
to
be expensive as hell.
And it took 3 days, which sucks because you kind of need a door.
Right. It's kind of an immediate fix.
So Steve knew there had to be a better way.
Yeah.
And he got to work.
What did he do?
He developed what is called Instant Provider. It's an app that connects users with repair pros.
That isn't busy that day?
Instantly, yes.
Oh. So it just puts a shout out.
Bang. To quote Steve on Spectrum, quote, let's say you need dog walking, babysitting, landscaping, key duplication. You confirm the booking and the provider receives a notification to accept or reject the job in the app. Long story short, gone are the days of scanning the yellow pages or Google and having to call 15 different places for whatever you need done.
Yeah.
All of that is taken care of instantly when you put out, this is what I need.
So you're not necessarily picking and choosing who shows up.
He
is. Just you're getting somebody who says they can repair that.
No, but I think you can also choose.
Whoever accepts.
Yeah, whoever.
Well, only one person accepts.
Okay, well then that's your person. Yeah. But you also run that risk of calling everybody on Google and only one person.
Because I'm with you. Like, I just want somebody there to fix it. But I know people, they like to shop around. They like to make sure they're getting the best deal.
Okay,
they
want
to make sure it's a
quality. But if you're not that person.
But if that's the case, you're already knowing you're committing a bunch of time.
Yeah.
Whereas Steve needed a door.
Yeah, I need it now.
I need a door, and I need it now. So, great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea by Steve. But it begs this question.
What's the bigger?
Have guys tried to fix stuff they couldn't handle around the house because they didn't want to feel like little bitches? Or were we taking on these tasks we could not handle because finding someone to do it for us was too much of a pain in the ass? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I think it's the pride.
So you think pride is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
My uncles all did it. My daddy did it. I got to do it, even though you don't know how to do it.
Okay. All right.
The thing that your father fixed today is far more complicated than 70 years ago.
I agree with you there. But maybe we should take a second to think about it.
What's that?
Look, you have to admit, the longer you look at something unfixed in your home, the more confidence you start to get.
Yeah, I can kind of see how it works.
Exactly, right? I can handle it. Not to mention, if it's something big, you do start to get pressure from your spouse to get it taken care of. Like, for example, a door to the outside.
Yes.
And some spouses tend to have more faith in their husbands or their boyfriends or whatever than they should.
Yeah.
My wife, for some reason, thinks I can fix things around the house. Mm-hmm. And I know me. And I've told her on several occasions, I can't do any of that stuff. Yet she will still, if something breaks, be like, well, why don't you try to fix it? And it becomes an argument.
Right. I agree. I have the same argument.
Okay. Like, do you think your husband has a skill that he does not have?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, my father-in-law is really good at all this stuff.
See?
So I always assume that, like, he picked up something. But as I, you know, I've known my husband quite a bit of time now, and I've realized that that is now an assumption I don't make anymore.
Okay, so you have no problem with him calling somebody to fix it?
No, and I think...
Even your cheap ass?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think my husband will just, he'll straight up tell me I have no idea what I'm doing. He's not afraid to say, he won't beat around the bush and say, you know, maybe I could take a look at that.
It's such a freeing feeling to look at your spouse and be like, I don't know how to do this.
And and just let's just get it done. Because, like, if we have an appliance problem, right? I know nothing about appliances.
No.
My wife and I, well, let's look at it. Look at what? You didn't build this. I don't know how a dishwasher works. I just push a button and we have clean plates.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know. But she'll want to, like, pick and poke. I go, leave it. You're going to do more damage poking around.
That's the one thing that sucks that you can't get out of it sometimes, is my wife will pull this move. She goes, you should fix it. I don't know. I can't do it. And then she knowing that if she starts to do stuff, I'll have to jump in. Because if somebody gets hurt, I'm the one that's got to get hurt.
That's their playbook.
But I'll just wait for her to walk away and then I'll call somebody.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that it's more of a pride thing why guys will try to do this themselves? Or is it a cost
thing?
Well,
no. Okay.
Because
so, all right.
I don't know many men who have... They have no problem calling a buddy who has a background in something like this because they know that that person may show up and potentially do it for free.
Okay, so we got three ways here, three options as to why the way this could work. We as men try to fix stuff we couldn't do it because of the pride of it.
Mm-hmm.
We as men try to fix stuff we couldn't because of how hard it is to get people over. Or we as men tried to fix stuff we couldn't because of how much we knew it was going to cost.
The chin's throat.
What is the driving factor between a guy taking on a home issue that he could not handle? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this guy named Steve. He lives in Spencerport after an incident where his son kicked a soccer ball through his glass sliding door. Couldn't find anybody to fix it for days, and that was a problem. So he's developed an app where it connects you to someone that can do a job instantly. And it's not just like inside stuff. It includes dog walkers and key duplicators. It seems like it's moved big, and this is a great idea. Here comes Pete to ruin this guy's day. He's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
He's got one problem. It's already out there. It's called Angie's List.
Yeah, way to ruin this guy. Thanks a lot, Pete.
But does that get somebody
sucks. Your kid's not going to college now.
Isn't that just a review kind of site?
No. For a few years, I tried doing it, and it's basically the same exact concept, is that you put it out there that you're looking for someone to do X, Y, Z, let's say a bathroom or the sliding glass door, for instance. Like, there's contractors out there that you'll be on the site, and then they'll contact you. You have to pay money to get in contact with the homeowner, and there's nothing free, so this guy's app is going to be the same exact setup as Angie's List.
Well, nothing in life is free, Pete. That's what I heard.
Nope, nothing in life is free, Pat.
All right, well, great. Way to ruin the guy's day. Thanks, Pete. Have a good rest of the day.
Pete.
There goes Rain Cloud Pete. Okay, so Tommy, you still believe that the average man is bothered by someone else in their house taking care of a problem?
I think pride runs the men folk.
Okay, pride runs the men folk. Mm-hmm. Put that on a T-shirt, sell in the rug shop. Okay, because there was this idea, Tommy, that a real man knew how to handle most of the stuff that went wrong in the house.
Yes.
But there could also be a flaw to that idea, because you brought up that technology was not as advanced when our fathers and grandfathers
were. Right. The stuff was base compared to now.
But here's the thing, and I agree with you. That's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. But also, like, all the memories we have as kids of our dads fixing stuff around the house, it seemed like no job was too tough, but we were also just kids.
Yeah, you didn't know what it looked like.
Right.
Maybe they weren't doing as good a job as we thought they
were.
Maybe
the people that had your house after you were like, what the hell did this guy do?
Well, that happened when we remodeled my wife's house. You know, that house was built in the 40s.
Yeah.
So when we remodeled it, our contractor guy, Gaetano, he starts pulling the stuff out. He goes, man, there's a lot of
wiring.
He called it home cooking in his house.
That, you never want to hear that. Yeah. Home cooking.
Right.
So there were live wires in the walls that the guy just clipped.
Yeah.
And left there.
That's not an uncommon story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was all through the house that we had to rip all these old stuff out of there.
Okay, so if it's not an uncommon story, you know, you shouldn't feel bad that your dad wasn't taking care of it.
He wasn't that good.
Thank you. He wasn't doing it the right way. And here's the thing. That may be one of the biggest reality checks of being an adult.
Yeah.
When a parent or a grandparent comes over and they help you out with an issue in the house and they don't know what they're doing and you're starting to realize it, but they insist on doing it anyway.
So there's a tell with old people when they want to shame you that they really sucked at what they did.
What's that?
Well, I was your age. I had a full-time job. I was going to night school. I was remodeling the house. I had a separate job. I was also building a swimming pool in the backyard. Yeah, and it all looked like crap. All of it.
It really sucks when you marry into a family where they actually know what they're doing.
Yes. That was my second marriage.
You had the experience.
Yeah, because they were builders.
But you, I mean, your father-in-law.
But you also benefit from that, too.
Oh, I did.
Right? I mean,
I did.
Like, you even talk about.
But he knew what he was
about,
doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you weren't shamed by that.
No, he
you
was
were,
a pro.
Yeah.
I was his gopher.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. All right, so
I was just handing him lit cigarettes. I'm not kidding you.
What, you were a flunky?
I was Tony's flunky.
I kind of have that experience with my father-in-law now. So my father-in-law, he's a home inspector. He lives in Iowa. And he only comes up every few years. But when he does, he will walk me around my house, like, for an hour.
Point things out.
And tell me all the things that are wrong. And I love this man. I love this man. But every time he comes, it's an hour of him just slapping me on the tip of the dong over and over and over again. And I feel 2 inches tall by the time it's done because he goes, you know, all you need to do is da-da-da. And I go, I can't do that. I can't do that. What am I going to do?
I know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this guy named Steve. He is from Spencerport. After an issue at his house with a broken sliding glass door, a soccer ball, and his son, he developed an app that connects folks instantly. It's called Instant Provider to folks that can fix things around their house. So we're having a discussion right now. Was it the pride that kept men from calling an expert? Was it the hassle of finding them? Or is it the cost? Let's talk to Christine. Oh, hold on. Sorry, Kimmy, my fault. All right, Christine, you're on CMF. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Great, Christine. What do you got?
Do you ever think it's just because you guys are lazy? Don't. And then let me explain before you go. Rah, 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 rah. Because you guys are more interested in sports. You're more interested in being on your phone. You're more interested in everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because so many people are there to fix things for you, you guys just don't want to learn.
No, I hear you. Like, when I think back to the men in the past that were always home and contributing to the well-being of the family, are you serious right now?
Yes, because I have a friend who will not, and it's a guy, he will not do anything
around
the house.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. Whoa, 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 what?
You have friends?
What? I do. It's you guys.
Nope.
No, you don't.
All right, Christine, listen.
You ain't got no friends.
Christine, listen. You're a sweet woman and all.
Oh, sweetest.
Tommy's father would...
Why you lie?
Tommy's father would leave work in the middle of the day to go swimming in the ocean, come home, mow the lawn, and not do a thing for the rest of the weekend. My father walked out of the house that was eventually repossessed with a hole in the roof and would go on vacations whenever he wanted to by himself.
A nice vacation.
And, like, that's not uncommon stories from men in the past. You can't sit here and be like, you know, men back in the day, they were around more and did stuff and had less on their minds and less to do. It's a lie, Christine.
Yeah.
No, it's not, because many guys are more interested in doing other things but doing the project around the house. Then you've even said it. You're like, oh, my wife will nag me, and then you go and do something else instead of addressing the issue and just go, I can't do it because you don't take the time to learn about it.
See, Christine, this seems like
just throwing that out.
This seems like less of an us issue and more of a relationship with you issue, and maybe you should talk to your husband about this.
Ooh.
It's not my husband. It's my friend. My husband is very handy around the house.
What?
It's
He's
my
nailing
girlfriend.
It? I'm Christine. I'm so great. My husband is awesome. Check me out.
Tommy, I don't fall off ladders and things like that trying to put up a decoration on a porch, okay? So be careful. But I'm just putting it out there. There is a possibility you guys just don't want to learn how to do it.
Of course I don't want to learn how to do it, but I also know that I can learn how to do it. Look, you know what the problem with guys in the past were? And I mean this with all due respect. With all due respect to the forefathers. I think that men these days have a better sense of self-awareness.
Yeah.
I can do XYZ. I struggle with XYZ. Whereas, like, your dad and my dad thought they were experts at everything all the time.
They were arrogant. Like, I don't think my wife wants me to come home and go, you know what? I want to experiment on our heater today to see if I have any skills there.
Tommy's dad bought a boat and brought it home without telling his mother.
And he couldn't dock it.
And that was in his mom.
Oh,
Poor
That's
mom.
What she said.
Christine, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. What a terrible take. What a terrible take. Men back in the day cared more about their families and were less distracted.
They don't make men like my daddy anymore.
Yeah, I'm thinking all three of our dads, none of them
were
great at fixing stuff. Like, I feel so sorry for all my dad's friends with a skill because they were constantly at our house fixing stuff for him. He would be there to assist, but...
And like, I will say this. I am jealous of guys like your father-in-law, Kimmy, who are legitimately skilled in this.
Yeah, he does
They
everything.
Save so much money.
Uh-huh. Yes, and I, you know, guys that can work on cars, folks that can work on cars, folks that are working and stuff around the house.
Tinkerers.
I am jealous of those skills. I wish my brain and hands worked that way, but it don't.
But then, like, if you go to my brother's house, so my brother was a carpenter, and he made all the furniture in his house, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
The bad part is he wants to tell you about every piece of furniture in his house.
Well, he's proud of what he did.
I understand. So you could also have that guy.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Robbie. Hey, Robbie. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I don't know where to start because you had so many topics. I guess it starts when I was a little kid with my first mini bike or whatever. And you guys know all the motor toys I have. And
yes.
I have to fix them myself. Otherwise, I'd spend a fortune on paying people to whatever fix my suspension, my brakes, and whatever. As far as houses, I bought my first rental property on Park Ave when I was like, I don't know, 26 or 7. And
a rental Rob. Yeah, and I saw those broads you were fixing up in the back room too, Robbie.
Yeah, I was doing a little plumbing there. And
Had her up on a lift.
Clogged. All right, we get it.
And it was half for the sales
you
team.
You know when you keep going, he keeps going, so it never really ends.
Yeah, it is. It's like dueling banjos, but with douchebags. No, all right, so Robbie, you are that guy that is able to fix everything by himself.
Yes, I'm hot water tanks, furnaces, garbage bowls, refrigerators, you name it. Then, of course, anything with a motor. And half the reason is, I cannot stand paying someone to do something that I know I can do. And when I reach a point where I'm about to quit, my girlfriend will go, "What? You're gonna what? Quit?
You're gonna let
it win?" And I'll be like, "Oh,
good catch, buddy."
And like, I gotta go back at it.
What a terrible woman, Rob! What a terrible woman, Rob! She should let you have your peace.
She's motivating.
No, she's really, Kimmy, you're right. It's she motivates me because I have to save the money with all the things I have. If I had to pay everyone, I'd have to make another $50,000 a year.
You could also just not have that toy, right?
Well, but the toy's fun. I don't want to not have the toy.
I mean, but I'm saying.
If you're a toy guy.
Yeah, big toy guy.
Yeah, snowmobiles, stand-up jet skis, not jet skis, boats, muscle cars, you name it.
By the way, every jet ski is a stand-up jet ski if you're cool enough, man.
Duffy, I'll take you out on the boat this summer. You try and ride a stand-up jet ski. It's the original ones.
Nope.
I mean, I have sit-downs, but I have the stand-ups.
Remember when I said that I know what I can and can't do?
These guys save money, though.
Hey,
yeah,
Robbie.
Both types of jet skis.
Robbie, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I love you guys. Tommy rolls.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Bye, Robbie. There goes Robbie. No, like, I'm jealous of that guy.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of Robbie being able to
But
do
he's that
stuff.
Guy. He's a tinkerer. He knows his stuff. And he's been doing it since he was a kid.
It helps when you grow up doing it.
Well, I don't know. I also think, because you see those examples every once in a while. In fact, it's in that stupid car commercial. Well, what was the truck commercial that was running around Christmas where it's like the grandson, grandpa died, and he was with his dad. And
they're driving around in the truck.
Fixing the car up.
Yeah. And it's like the dad's like, you know, it's all emotional. It's like, I didn't get the same skills that grandpa did. And this grandson's like, I want to be just like him. And dad looks at him with tears in his eyes and goes, you already are.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
What is that commercial for?
A truck. Which, by the way, not effective because I don't know what kind of truck it was.
It was an old truck that you can't even buy.
Oh, are you sure it's for the actual truck?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Now that
it could have been a Viagra. I have no idea.
I hope it's not a Viagra where he's alone with a teenage boy in a truck.
No.
Why would that be a Viagra ad?
No, it might be. No, I don't think the kid's a teenager.
It's his teenage son, you idiot.
Oh, I thought he was like, you know, like younger but adult. They could handle a Viagra.
It's still. Never mind.
Well, I don't know where they're going in that truck.
What I'm getting at is why? That's a guy whose father was a handy.
A man's man.
Yeah. Well, no. Just had the brain to fix things.
It's for Chevy.
Thank
so
you.
Is it? Yeah.
There you
right.
go.
You called it.
But, you know, the son didn't get that, right? Like, you're not always guaranteed to get the same skills as
right.
your parents.
Yeah, you know what you know.
And what I'm getting at is, dude, the long way around after you go in Viagra with a teenage boy in a car is that sometimes, Kimmy, it's not just about watching people do it. Because there are lots of guys listening that held a flashlight while their dad's explaining to them how to.
And that always sucked.
Sometimes your brain is just not mechanically
right.
inclined.
You ain't got it.
Exactly.
Good with your hands.
All right, let's take a break. God, how?
What?
Why?
I didn't know Chevy sold Viagra.
Okay.
What's up?
Look, flu season is no joke.
It's the worst.
Right? I mean, best case scenario, put you on your ass for a couple of days. Mm. Worst case scenario, we all know what the worst case scenario could be. And flu season is bad right now. Mm. So there's your heads up. But there is a woman who is here to tell us.
What's that?
That she has something that will keep you from getting sick. And if you do end up getting sick not doing this, we'll keep you sick for less than 24 hours.
So it's better than a vaccine.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And look, if you have kids right now, it feels like this flu is everywhere. And for whatever reason, this season, if you have gotten the flu or know someone who's gotten the flu, it is putting people on their ass.
Oh, really?
One woman has gone viral with what she says is a surefire way to get over the flu in less than a day.
Less than a day.
Yes. She says
what?
It's her grandma's secret recipe.
Jesus.
No. What she said.
This is some kitchen crap?
She says you can take it as a preventative measure to not get the flu at all.
Mm. Okay.
She says you can take it when you get sick, and within 24 hours, you will no longer have the flu.
Is it dangerous?
Well, I'll let you decide.
Okay.
All right.
In this concoction, two teaspoons of ginger, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, pinch of black pepper, pinch of cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and clover and honey. That's
okay.
it.
All right. I mean, I guess it can't hurt.
So it's a bunch of spices.
Yeah, you put it all in a pot, and you drink it or eat it or whatever.
Did you heat it up first?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And then you will either not get the flu, or if you have the flu, you will get over the flu in 24 hours.
Okay. And you know it don't work.
Of course it don't work. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
If it did work, someone would package it and sell it and make a gajillion dollars.
Yep.
The most annoying person in the world might be the person who believes they have a secret remedy for not getting sick.
No, they're damn fools. They run their goddamn mouth.
They never shut up about it, ever, right?
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. Who needs that person?
Right, Kimmy?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement here.
You're this person, you dick!
What did I do?
What do you mean, what do I? You get sick?
No, I never get sick.
Why don't you get sick?
You know I don't get sick.
Well, yeah, no, that's the idea.
Matter of fact, I'm the oldest in this building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than this building.
You are older than this building.
This building is sick.
Which?
Full of sick people running their sick mouths all day. I don't get sick.
Why don't you get sick, Tommy?
Because he's never stressed.
That. I take good solid dumps. But the number one
is
booze, baby. Booze.
You are.
Whiskey, and I drink Irish whiskey. Look at the Irish. They're never sick, they're always at work.
You have been yelling for years into a microphone to anyone that will listen. You believe that your alcoholism is what keeps you from getting sick.
So when I was on the road, like a lot of comics got sick because, you know, you're in and out, you're traveling all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
All the guys that boozed it up never got sick. I'm telling you, it's legit.
Uh-huh.
They did the case study, but nobody was paying attention but me.
Oh, so you did the case study.
I never got sick on the road, and people would be miserable with the drives and this and that.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm sure it's the whiskey. And not the fact that you have never had kids to come in contact with.
I see children.
No, you don't. When you have other...
I go to the store. I see children.
Until,
I had the grandkids.
Until the grandkids showed up recently.
There were never any kids in your house.
You never had any interaction with any children ever. Thank God. Thank God. And by the way, you also don't see anyone outside of Kimmy and I outside of your house.
Yeah. So I go to Wegmans and stuff. I go to the car wash. The shoe guy.
Okay, car wash, windows rolled up, shoe guy, you're in and out. Wegmans, you're not having long conversations with people. You're not face-to-face with someone.
Well, Jimmy's busy with the tomatoes.
Bro, it's not the whiskey. It's the fact that you don't have any friends or family.
So that's the key.
Yeah, okay, fine. That I listen.
Isolate yourself.
If you completely isolate yourself from everybody else, you will not get sick. It's not the whiskey, you idiot. It's your lifestyle.
Would you rather have on your deathbed flu? Now you're going to die, but you feel like you're going to die.
Okay.
Or loneliness and isolation.
Well, no, because loneliness and isolation can have like decades long-term worth of effects. Negative effects.
Long-term. You go long.
No, but
you live a long, lonely life.
For a few days and be depressed the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a miserable.
Be depressed at a DVR.
It's a miserable existence not having anyone in your life.
You're drinking, you're feeling good.
Listen to you every single morning. Today you came in. Blah, 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 this sucks, that sucks. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell. And here's what sucks about people who have these like home remedies or have decided.
My dad's not a home remedy. Just open a bottle and hit it.
So are you drunk now? Not as a home remedy.
I don't think so.
What makes these people, Kimmy, the most annoying, if they find out you're sick, all they will do is ask and recommend, try this thing, try this thing.
They push it on you.
Exactly.
Push it on you and tell you, did you try it? Did you try it? You got to try it.
And then when you don't try it.
And then they'll like bring it in for you to try if you say you didn't do it at home.
And then when you don't try it, they will blame you for being sick because you don't want to use their obviously ineffective remedy. Bro, you think if whiskey was proven to prevent illness, the alcohol companies wouldn't immediately jump on that?
Right.
Maybe they're missing the point. Because look at the Old West, all those guys that drank whiskey. They never were sick.
Yeah, no, they look very healthy.
No, those guys lived in like their late 30s.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this woman with this flu sweeping the nation. She goes online, goes viral with her grandma's secret recipe. She says it prevents you from being sick if you take it on a regular basis. If you do get sick and you take this, you will have the flu for less than 24 hours. Ginger, turmeric, garlic, pepper, cayenne pepper, cinnamon.
So it's basically emptying out your spice rack into a pot.
I mean, this sounds like something that costs $9 at Starbucks, yeah. Not like a remedy to fix the flu, yeah. Right? Ugh.
I'm also surprised, too, by stuff like this. Like, this doesn't sound so bad, but there are some things that people will do to try to prevent sickness, and they'll like torture themselves doing it. You know what I mean? Like, that must taste awful. Mm. Like, I know people for a long time, it was the shots of apple cider vinegar.
Which is, by the way, that's coming back around again.
But I just, like, it's an awful, I can't even smell that stuff, but you'll push through it because you think it's healthy, and I don't know. I don't know how you psych yourself up to do that all the time.
And like, I don't know how many times we have to go through this with products that are even aimed, or sold in stores aimed at preventing this. Like, remember Emergen-C? You guys remember that?
Yeah, it's all snake oil, but it keeps coming around.
Okay.
I think that's the kind of stuff, though, where I look at it, I'm like, I get why people just think even if it doesn't work, it can't hurt.
But it was proven that it didn't work. Like, the FDA looked at it because this does not work,
same
and they still sell it.
A glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, you're right. Fine, but a glass of orange juice, I get enjoyment
out
of.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. I get that because, sure, maybe it just makes me feel better because I enjoy the taste.
But to Tommy, nobody enjoys the taste of emergency.
No, I'm talking about orange juice.
I understand. No, the orange juice thing, fine. What? Fine, whatever. Whatever your diet is. Blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about specifically going out of your way to prevent illness with a product. Because to your point, the FDA came out and said, this does not work.
Yes.
It does not work. There is no effective anything. And people are like, well, I'll
show
you.
They still run ads on it.
Yes, and people still buy it. It's still out of the grocery store. Okay.